Brian Stock for UpTheTerrace.co.uk. Obviously a disappointing result last night, but what did you make of your side's performance?
After a difficult start, going 1-0 down away to your local rivals is not an ideal scenario. We've looked back at the goal and it's a clear foul on the goalkeeper, so the goal should never have stood in the first place, but the reaction from the players was good. We got ourselves back into the game. We looked a threat going forward. One or two chances that maybe could have gone in. Good save from the goalkeeper. Possible penalty claim, which, you know, both myself and the opposition were looking at each other thinking that could have easily been given. And for the many times this season, we've had disappointments. I felt we reacted in the right way, and man for man, every single player gave everything they had.
The first goal for Yeovil, there looks to be a foul in the build-up. How much does that affect the rest of the game when you have a decision like that go against you so early on?
I think because it was such an obvious foul on the goalkeeper, I don't think there was many people that didn't think it was a foul. And all the players need to sort of react in a better way till the referee blows his whistle. But it's a clear and obvious foul, and it gives us an uphill task away from home. And, you know, it's not an ideal situation, especially given so early. And straight away, you know, you're sort of almost thinking, what sort of type of refereeing are we going to sort of receive today after that sort of missing that such a clear foul?
Like you said, the players, they did come back, and we had a few attempts in the game. Ngalo's had a good shot in the bottom corner, which was well saved. Camp as well. Tomo's had a few efforts in the second half. When you have efforts like that being well saved, do you kind of feel aggrieved that we didn't take more from the game?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I felt that once we settled down, Yeovil come out the blocks yet again, and they pressed us for it very aggressively and with a lot of intent. And once we found that little bit more bravery on the ball to break that press and to string one or two passes together, we created one or two opportunities. We got balls into wide areas, into crossing positions, and, you know, capitalising on one or two corners and one or two attempts at goal would have been ideal. And when you look between the two sides and you look at the chances that both sides have had, you know, they've obviously taken theirs and been more clinical.
The penalty claim, do you mind just going into that a little bit more? Obviously, decisions like that, you really want to go in your favour in the derby, and it does make an uphill task.
I agree. It sort of bounced up and hit the lad's hand, and the referee couldn't have been in a better position. And talking to the linesman on our side, he saw it hit his hand. He wasn't sort of too clear on whether he would have given it as a penalty, but he admitted it definitely hit his hand. And when I look across to the other dugout, they looking back at me thinking, you know, that could have quite easily been given. Again, I think it's more the fact that the linesman was only 5 yards. The referee was only 5 yards away from the incident.
The preparation for the game, obviously, we've come off the back of it's a Saturday, Tuesday. You've had no sessions with the players between the games. How do you prepare for games like that, especially when it's such a big game, a big local derby, and you've had to almost prepare the week before the game for two games in a row there.
Yeah, I've always said that I take one game at a time. This is a little bit of an exception, and we're fortunate enough to have a full-time analyst who does a great job in Danny Webb, and, you know, he puts a lot of hours and a lot of homework into looking at the opposition. We felt it was the right thing to do to get everyone together on the Monday. We put together a Zoom call. We did some more information on them and what we felt was their strengths and weaknesses and how we could exploit that. And almost come up with a game plan. And I felt that when we look at the way that we set up, the way that the tactics were, I still wouldn't have changed anything. And I felt that with the introduction of Tomo to go two up front, you know, really put the emphasis on Yeovil and stretching them in behind, but really didn't capitalise on our opportunities.
Obviously, we had quite a young side out there last night. What message do you give to the players after a game like that?
My message to the players was to make sure that you remember everything that they've done in the previous seven games, because, you know, prior to the Yeovil fixture, you know, we've picked up 10 points in the last seven games as compared to 8 points in the first 16. So the lads need to remember the sort of team that they've become over the last seven games. And when you look at both games in comparison, I think it's chalk and cheese in terms of everything that we're looking for our team to perform. When I look along, you know, the starting lineup, and I look at how young they are and if they've actually ever been in a local derby before, you know, I don't know, but there's certain factors that contribute to making that feel like a derby. Our supporters, away supporters, that adrenaline rush, all that goes into the mix. And although we didn't experience that with the fans, hopefully we'll get our shot next year to get our own back on the Oval and hopefully give something back to the fans to cheer about in the local derby.
We were without Ollie Harfield last night. What's the latest on him?
Ollie, we left till last minute. He picked up a slight knock in the game against Solihull. We left it right up until kickoff, almost, because, you know, he's an important player to us, especially in an attacking sense. He failed that late fitness test, so unfortunately wasn't able to take part in the game. But it gave Josh Leslie-Smith his first start for quite some time after his concussion. I felt he came in, he gave a really assured display. Although, you know, we missed that attacking sense from Ollie. I thought Josh Leslie-Smith defended very well and didn't really put a foot wrong.
Are there any other injury concerns within the squad at the moment?
Not really. I mean, we'll touch base. We'll analyse the squad again. We've given everyone a day off today, having normally put an extra session on a Wednesday. But given the fact we've got Kinsing away on, and we'll be leaving on the Friday, it's just given those boys just a rest from coming in. So we'll assess the squad with the physio. We're looking at possibly Josh McCoy coming back into the frame, Josh Wakefield being another. And apart from that, probably Ollie Harfield was probably the only concern going into the weekend.
And looking ahead to the game against Kings Lynn, it's obviously a long journey for the lads, but what can we expect from them at the moment?
Well, when I look back at our games, particularly at home, I felt that Kings Lynn were probably up there with one of the best teams that we played at home. You know, in early performances, particularly for them, you know, we're very decent. We've not sort of touched too much in terms of what they'll offer come the weekend, but they've certainly come off the back of a fantastic result against Barnet, beating them 5-1. So, you know, I expect a very tough game, and I don't think there's any easy games in this league. And with Kings Lynn and us at the wrong end of the table, and we'll both be wanting to go out to win the game.
Thanks, Brian.